For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, we got to check in with a guy that lives it every day and really good at what he does. If you don't, for some reason, you're a Dolphins fan and don't cover him, you're making a mistake because he's got great stuff every day. Alan Poupart, SI.com Dolphins, and the All Dolphins podcast. Alan, good morning. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. How are you, but Joe? You going to stay up for the Panther game tonight?
I'm going to give it every – I know it's an 8:30 start. I'm going to try. We've already discussed it, but it does – it does ruin the next day. Is it becomes a very limited day when you're that tired and the amount of coffee I'm going to drink. But I can't wait, man, to got any kind of feel on this series? Florida and Tampa Bay, Florida getting some guys back, trying to get healthy, and Tampa Bay looks really good.
Yeah, I think the Panthers are going to be a tough out for any team, though, if they're right. The problem is Kachuk hasn't played in a while. Ekblad hasn't played in a while. But if those guys, and Kulikov was out for a while too, but if those guys get their legs, so to speak, very quickly, I think I like the Panthers.
All right, so we got to get into it. I'm getting hammered, and probably for good reason. I haven't talked to you about this for a while. We got three desperate need positions, in my opinion. At guard, defensive tackle, and obviously cornerback, because Jalen Ramsey ain't coming back. There's no way. By the way, if they think they can't work a deal and they invite him back, good luck. You want to talk about a chemistry killer, have him coming back when he knows they didn't want him and they tried to trade him, that's going to be a real crap show. So Woody brought up a good point that, hey, we've been complaining about this offensive line and we need a running game and help give more help. Tua's our guy. We got to help him as much. And I'm thinking we need a cover corner desperately in that secondary. What's your take for the first pick?
How about a DT also to get Zach Sealer somebody to line up next to? I mean, I think
–
and you also, to a lesser degree, I think safety is still kind of a – somewhat of a need issue. And I know Chris Greer said our two starting safeties are in the building, but who are those two starting safeties? Malik Fanwu and
– Ashton Davis.
Yeah, Ashton Davis, who started five games in his career, or is it Elijah Campbell? Is it Patrick McMorris? So an upgrade at safety too wouldn't hurt either. But the big three you mentioned are absolutely on the nose. And in terms of who's going to make the biggest difference for your team, particularly right off the bat, is it going to be a guard or is it going to be a defensive tackle or a cornerback? And to me, the answer is it's not a guard. And I know fans don't want to hear this one. It's like you beef up the trenches, look at the Eagles, and I get it. But that's all going to be great if your defense is giving up 35 points a game because you've got nobody to cover and you've got nobody to stop the run or rush from the interior with Zach Sealer. So to me, it's got to be corner or D-tackle.
Why we do this every year, though? It is true, and because I've been all over this thing about a cover corner, so we're all a little different on this now that Jalen Ramsey and Kader Cahoo's now your number one guy. As of right now, he's your number one guy. And we still haven't seen enough to trust any of those other guys, but that would be my argument the other way. But why are we still in this offensive line situation every year? We got to trust James Daniels that he's going to be 100% coming off this Achilles. He's got to start at one of the positions. And then the other one I'd ask you, I think you need a tackle guard because they can say whatever they want, but they can't 100%. They haven't seen enough to truly trust their second round pick, Patrick Paul, from last year, have they?
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. What they do have to do is they do have to give him a shot.
Yes, yes.
But you're absolutely right. There's no guarantee. Then we certainly didn't see enough from him as a rookie to be like, okay, that's our guy for the next 7, 8, 9, 10 years. So, guard tackle would be ideal, which is why you see so many mocks put Kelvin Banks Jr., the tackle from Texas, with the ability to play guard, mock so often to the Dolphins at 13. And that pick would make sense. And I'd be okay with that one. You see, like, Membu mentioned as well, because he's a really, really good athlete and all that, but he's kind of right tackle only a little bit. That doesn't work. Without the Dolphins need to do something with the offensive line. Here's the thing also with the offensive line, and I wrote about this on the website. It's not that the Dolphins haven't made moves on the offensive line. I mean, you can go back to that 2020 draft, Robert Hunt, Solomon Kindley, and Austin Jackson. Then the next year they trade up a future second to move up or second future third to move up to pick up Liam Eichenberg. Then they signed Teron Armstead. Then they signed Isaiah Wynn. Last year they drafted Patrick Paul. They have tried. They have made moves on the offensive line. Unfortunately, none of those haven't panned out, and we are where we are. With the caveat that the offensive line, I don't think a whole lot of people were complaining about it. Let's say after they won 3 games in a row last year to get themselves close to 500. And then the injuries, Austin Jackson went out, and Teron Armstead's knee became a major problem.
Yeah. So how did we take care of the cornerback position? Getting rid of Jalen Ramsey doesn't make you, I don't care what he makes or his guaranteed money, you don't get better losing Jalen Ramsey. What do you think happened there, by the way? What would be your take?
Oh, that's a great, I was hoping you'd tell me.
Well, I don't think he wanted to be here, first of all. Do you?
Well, no. Correct. No, without question. And I refuse to believe, and though it has been thrown out, is the idea that he once again has to have his contract readjusted and the Dolphins said, enough. I have a hard time believing that because I know he's somebody who likes to be among the highest paid cornerbacks, but at some point he's also intelligent enough to realize I can't get my contract redone every single solitary year.
Right.
So we're looking at personality clash with somebody.
I agree with that. Staff. Totally agree. Right there.
That to me would be the most likely scenario. Is it possible he has an issue with how he's going to be asked to be used? Somebody threw out the idea of the Dolphins and talked to him about moving into safety and he balked. I don't know. Of course, he's got a million and a half followers on Instagram where he could certainly clear up a lot of things and put out the message very easily if he wanted to. So far, we haven't seen that, so we still have to basically guess.
By the way, I think he'd be a great safety. I do think the way he hits and as physical as he is, I think if he did make that move at some point and can still cover, we have seen safeties that have been used in the slot to do some covering at times. He could do that combination and roam around back there. I think he would be really good at that, but that's not going to happen. So how do we take care of the cornerback position? To everybody that's going, Joe Rose, you're a dumbass. 300-pounders, man. Defensive tackles, big, strong guards to knock people off the ball. How do we take care of that other thing? And I know we got a lot of needs on this team.
People call you a dumbass, Joe? That's very hurtful.
Well, you probably thought that a couple times playing tennis with me. That was a dumb shot he just hit. Yeah, go ahead.
No, never. You got to take one, and if you're expecting a cornerback to come in and make some sort of an impact right away, I think you can't go later in the second round for a corner in the draft. If Will Johnson from Michigan or Jadai Barron from Texas are there at 13, Dolphins have to think long and hard about taking one of those guys. Again, assuming they don't go D-tackle. And if not in the first round, then it's got to be in the second round. And after that, I think you return to the free agent market. Rasul Douglas still hasn't been picked up. And I know he didn't have a great year last year, but he's been a really good player throughout his career. He's somebody I'd certainly give a long look to. Stephon Gilmore's still out there. You could do worse as a one-year stopgap. So I think
they're going to have to do one of those old vets. I know they've been saying we're going to stay away from that or trying to, but I agree with you. There's going to be a couple of veterans that have been really good that they hope have a little tread left on those tires to come in here and have to play. I totally agree. You can't take care of it, and you haven't seen enough from some of the young guys to really trust that yet. Hey, I want to ask you about this. I'm all in, and I'm praying we have some luck and the injury bug stays away from them. Bradley Chubb, Jalen Phillips, and Chop Robinson, the first round club, needs to take care of that, and I'm okay. I'm not adding that much to it. Let's let those three guys go get them. What do you think?
No, I agree. The only problem, if we're going to live in reality, what's our confidence level that both Chubb and Phillips return to their peak, where you're going to get 8.5, 9 sacks from Phillips, and you can get 10, 11 from Chubb, and then Chop builds off of what he did in the second half of last year. I don't know that you have much of a choice.
No, you don't.
But to try. And here's the Dolphins have a dilemma with Jalen Phillips, because he's entering his fifth year option. They're on the books for him for $13 million. It's kind of tricky to extend them because of you're looking at a guy who's missed the last two seasons with two severe injuries. Kind of tough to trade for the same reason. Yeah. So it's basically, you know, almost play him on the fifth year option, cross your fingers, and then talk extension if he shows that he's back from the injuries. But yeah, I think you have to roll into 2025 with those three guys as your main edge rushers.
And are you concerned about James Daniels coming off, big guy coming off an Achilles, coming back and being ready for camp? Does that scare you a little bit, or are you okay? I mean, some of these guys you got to take some chances on. I get it. And I know everybody gives Chris a hard time about injured guys coming back from injury, and some of them don't come back or come back way too late in the year. You worried about that one?
I worry about everything when it comes to this team, Joe. You know me. I'm just kidding. Obviously it's a concern. And here's the thing, though. And, yeah, you know, this is good luck finding a guy who's never had any sort of injury issue, whether you get him in the draft or whether you sign him as a free agent. And it's the same thing with some of those high draft picks that come into the draft with some injury concerns. Some of them are going to continue to have those injury issues, and whoever took them is going to get chastised for, you know, gambling on a risky pick. And then some of those guys will never have an issue again, or at least for 6-7 years and become all pros. Yeah. And it'd be like, you know, the courage of the GM is going to be lauded, you know, for having the guts to go for it. And it's the same with the UFA. If James Daniels comes back from the Achilles, fine. And he makes a difference on the offensive line. It's a brilliant move. And if he has issues with his health, and Chris Greer is going to get lambasted again. And you know how it goes. And yeah, I tend to give the team the benefit of the doubt that they did their medical research on James Daniels and would not have signed him that kind of deal. If they were,
I agree 100%. Yes, they did. They definitely did. Had the Baptist Health guys meet with them and go through that leg like no tomorrow. I agree.
And the other thing too, if you look at the way they structured his contract, if he does have issues, they can walk away from the deal after 1 year without too much pain.
Hey, so before I put you on the spot here, a couple of days away. So who do the Dolphins take? Now give me a name. You've been studying all these names. Give me one of 13.
Yeah, I know you're going to do that to me.
I was, yeah. Go ahead. You're looking at that little list right now. Go ahead, the Alan Poupart list.
It's going to be unequivocally, without a doubt, Jadai Barron from Texas. Or Will Johnson from Michigan.
See, you just did. No, you just did the cornerback. You and I you came over. Hey, Woody, just came to the dark side, man, right there. That was beautiful right there. I think you got to grab, if those two are a lot better than everybody else, man, you got to grab one of those two guys. I'm with you. Hate doing it.
It's available.
Yeah. Alan, thank you. Appreciate it.
You got it, Joe. See you on the court.
All right, lefty. Alan Poupart, SI.com. Dolphins and all Dolphins podcasts. Wicked bouncing to my friggin' backhand serve. That lefty serve, man, it just stinks. All right, hey, we got more stuff to get to here this morning. Mark Ross, NFL Network analyst, going to join us coming up into the hour. We'll talk to him. Been watching his stuff on NFL Network at night. Those guys hitting the draft stuff hard right now. They've got all that stuff going on. Path to the Draft on NFL Network for you junkies that can't get enough of that stuff. Hey, I want to talk about hurricane season right around the corner. And all you can do, it's so funny, Chev, the CEO of Loctite Impact always says this to me, Joe, there's only one thing you can do. Man, you can't control hurricanes. You can't control all the bad storms. All you can do is protect your home with the best. And he says, I'd like to think we're one of the best. Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. And he starts with this every time. He says, hey, if you got an old leaky roof and you're going just one more year, I'm going to patch it up just one more year. Save some money. Well, replace your old roof now and pay later. He's got a better idea. How about that? Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. Let one of their professionals meet with you. If you can hear me right now, they cover your area, all of South Florida, ready to give you great service with great products. Right now is Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing.